Welcome to the first installment of Mids Classics. When I get to the club, I wanna hear those Mids Classics. Mids Classics. So, for folks who have listened before, you know that Krista and I actually recorded a bunch of episodes before we ever decided to release them. What you're about to hear is the second episode we ever recorded, but the first one with usable audio. The audio's still not great. My apologies. That being said, it's a lot better than the first episode we tried to do, which you will hear us refer to. Without further ado, this is Mids Classics. Enjoy.
White diamonds, two in Yoshi wallet. She sick, got they stomach in her comments. What school you went to? Gardena Compton. Westchester King, true, do we function? Lil, but that dog, give me that some pup. All my kids, I suck you up. Have you ever took a fade and ran three more back to back? Or you haven't, then shut the fuck up and keep it rap. I'm from the land. Don't say you hate LA when you don't travel past the 10. Am I tripping? Yes, I am. Meditate over some money. I see Franklin, I find Zan.
Alright, so we're talking about our episode for this week, which is Season 3, Episode 11 of Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Wrong show, David.
Oh, shoot. Well, my show was about five youngsters ages 12 through 17 who are competing for a spot on Jermaine Dupri's label. So, was your show about similar topics?
It was. It was. But mine was called The Rap Game. So, I had never heard of this show before. We picked it last week. Have you heard of it before?
I had never heard of it. And apparently, it's... what season is this?
Okay,
Three, I guess, right?
Yeah, we watched the episode from season three. I did look it up because, you know me, you know, little fact checker. There was five seasons total, but it was...
Is it over?
Yeah, it's over. It aired on Lifetime Network, which is interesting.
Why is that interesting?
Because I just equate Lifetime with, like, really creepy movies about, like, teachers preying on their students or something. Very specific. Like, very, like, goofy movies.
Specifically my uncle, a goofy movie.
Not a goofy movie. My uncle is... There's, like, a joke in my family that he won't watch Lifetime because he thinks that they're too scary. So he watches Hallmark, which is...
That makes sense. Hallmark's like the Ted Lasso of cable channels.
It's so corny, though. Every Christmas movie on Hallmark is, like, has a man named Kris Kringle who ends up being Santa. So it's like, come on.
I recently heard an interview. Did you say Buku?
No, I said Cuckoo.
Okay. Do you know what Buku is?
No.
It was like a juice box that was targeted towards adults. It was like sophisticated juice. And the ads for it were done by a comedian named Richard Lewis, who was a sober comedian. But he'd be like, you know, advertising this almost like it's wine, but it was an alcoholic. And he would... just riff about like modern life or something. He'd be like, babe, I just wanted a Buku or something. It's really good. You should watch the ads.
She didn't understand me. I say, let's have a nice white grape raspberry Buku. We're adults. We can choose. Buku is adult. Adult flavors. There's no straw involved. We're talking pull tab here. And can you believe she wouldn't even let me go to the juice box aisle? And she'd drive by the supermarket to see if my car was parked outside. I hear now she's seeing a juice box counselor. All I wanted was a Buku.
Buku fruit juice cooler from McCain.
Is that too much to ask?
Season 3, episode 11 of those ads. No. It was crushed. It was crushed by America's alcoholism. Crush.
Do you like Crush? Do you like orange soda?
Yeah.
Seen you drink it. Okay.
I like it. No caffeine. Yeah. Gets you everything. Probably loads of vitamins.
Yeah.
I heard you're supposed to drink orange soda before you fly because of all the vitamin C. That's it. No, I'm just kidding.
Vitamins, C is for Crush.
Crush. Yeah, vitamin Crush.
Speaking of Crush, if you use promo code season3episode11, you can get your first month free of your Crush box. But what were we talking about? If you drink pineapple before your wisdom tooth surgery, it swells less.
That's true. I hear pineapple that. Juice. Yeah. Pineapple juice. I like pineapple juice.
Pretty good.
My 21st birthday, there was a lot of pineapple juice and vodka consumed. That was like my drink.
Wow. On my
21st birthday. Mostly because we were in Italy and that's like what we could find in terms of like in the supermarket. So interesting drink. I'm not a big OJ fan. Orange juice. So that's why I probably didn't do orange juice and vodka. So yeah.
that was our longest tangent of, to date. Yeah, so the rap game, season 3, episode 11, let's
jump in.
I'll say this. When they were doing, like, scenes from the previous episode,
yeah.
How did you feel about the way that was presented, and do you feel like it gave you information that was useful throughout this viewing?
A little, yeah. I think that it was helpful, but I feel like if I didn't see it, it wouldn't have been, like, completely unhelpful. Like, I wouldn't have been, like, it didn't give me a piece of information that was, like, a glue gun in the rest of the episode.
Right.
But, like, overall, it was helpful, even just, like, to introduce different characters. And, obviously, the week before, one of the characters was struggling, so, and that plays a huge storyline into this episode.
Yeah, and for the audience who might not know at this point, the show is a reality show, and it's in the format of competition. It's a competition show in which five young people, I read on the Wikipedia it's at ages 11 through 16, but I saw one character 17.
Yeah.
But I guess she was on a previous season of it. But they're all competing for a spot on Jermaine Dupri's label. Jermaine Dupri acts as the host on this show, and he's a very successful producer, and hip-hop in particular. He's produced Mariah Carey, probably most notably.
Jay-Z, too, I believe.
Jay-Z's on there, yeah. Really he's worked with Jay-Z, yeah.
Impressive Weezer. People that he's worked with.
This is a coveted spot, and he mentions in the season, or in the show, that a lot of the people that he's really worked with successfully are young people, like teenagers and things like that. So this is, I think Monica was one of them, but this is a pretty big deal. So, scenes from the previous... Yes.
I have to ask. I actually have two things. Did you know going into this that this was a reality show with, like, minors, children, young people?
Yes, only because when I found the show, the thumbnail was... Roscoe, who was a 12-year-old, and it looked, the lighting, it looked like it was some sort of reality show. I thought maybe it was more of a variety show. Maybe we would see kids on stage or something like that performing. I didn't really know that it was in this format, but I was prepared for a non-scripted series.
Okay, and when it comes to reality TV, we talked a lot about sitcoms, because last week we discussed the sitcom. What is your, like, overall stance with reality TV? Do you watch reality TV?
I don't watch a ton. Okay. I don't watch a whole lot. The things that I have seen tend to be in this competition format, specifically Drag Race, I think, is a really good show. There's some parallels here, but also some deviations where I think this is maybe less good. Nonetheless, I thought this show was really, really good, and I thought it avoided a lot of the pitfalls that some reality shows fall into, and a lot of things that I find annoying about reality shows were not present here, which we'll get into, of course, but do you want to talk a little bit about your background in reality television?
Yeah, so I'm like 50-50 on reality TV. I don't really watch reality competition shows. I've watched Chopped a little bit, like I got into it.
That's a good one.
About a year ago, just because I've really taken on a journey of cooking and I just, liked to see different ingredients, but not like religiously. I did dabble. This is going to be like the personal side of me coming out. I did dabble with the Kardashians for a while.
Cue like reality music when someone opens up.
But yeah, I like not religiously watch the Kardashians. It was kind of background show. Some stuff on MTV when I was younger, but most notably and most recently, I've been pulled back into Jersey Shore, and I can't say that it's good, but I can't say that it's bad. So
I think with climate change, we're all going to be pulled into the Jersey Shore at some point, unfortunately.
Actually being pulled into the Jersey Shore is like a nightmare, I think. But there's like moments in that show that I just have related to, like with friends in college and stuff, like not just like the drinking part, but just like funny things. But I think for me, reality TV is something that is something I can watch when I'm not, when I need like a brain break and I don't want anything serious, because I do take in a lot of true crime, as you know. So sometimes C-SPAN. That stuff is heavy and C-SPAN, really?
Yeah, that's true reality crime.
That's the scariest. See, that's the scariest reality TV I've ever watched. Also true crime.
I appreciate you. A lot of times when people ask me if I watch reality TV and I say, not really. Or if they say a specific show and I said, I don't watch that. They immediately say, oh, are you too good to watch that? Are you too whatever? And I'm not too good for anything. I don't ask them, do you sometimes listen to the Insane Clown Posse, and they say no, and I say, oh, are you too good for ICP?
Oh my goodness.
What's the matter with you? That's a great point. Yeah. I should just turn it around on them. I don't listen to them a whole lot, but they're a handful of songs that make me really appreciate the Juggalo lifestyle. And speaking of rap, The Rap Game. Season 3, episode 11.
Full Court Press. I can give a brief overview if you want.
Yeah.
I got this.
All right.
So this week in the Rap Game, Season 3, Episode 11, these five contestants are doing, like, a press tour. It's, like, three components. They're going to do a press conference. They're going to do
Can you tell us who the press conference is with? Is that really established?
No.
It's not really that established.
That isn't. It was just, it almost feels like,
who are these
people? First of all, there's a lot of people in there.
Yeah, there's like 8 to 11 people.
Yeah, and then the TV interview is with like the local, it seems.
Yeah, that's with like CBS Atlanta.
Yeah, and then they do a photo shoot, and the winner gets number one on the hit list of the week, which is just kind of like the rankings.
Yeah.
At least is what I've taken that as well as the cover of True Star
Junior magazine,
sorry.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an interesting episode because there wasn't a lot of rap in it.
Not very much rap, but I think each person gets to rap at some point.
Lines.
A little bit, a few bars. Yeah. I think worth noting, the little bit of context we get, so sometimes an issue with this format of podcasts is we don't really know what led up to this point. but we do get a little bit of context. I think it becomes clear pretty early on, the 12-year-old young man we mentioned earlier, King Roscoe, probably the favorite. He's from Atlanta, but did pretty poorly the week before. I think he finished fourth on the hit list. What was his problem? What was holding him back?
He wasn't paying attention, which is kind of funny because
understandable.
He's 12 years old.
He's 12.
Yeah. I am significantly older than 12 years old, and
I'm having
an
trouble
issue with paying attention.
Right
we
now.
Really haven't paid attention on this podcast since we're so many minutes in, and we've barely talked about
it. Pay too much rent to pay attention, I'll tell you that much. I have a note about Roscoe.
Okay. King Roscoe.
So some advice was given to him by his mom, my gal, I don't know, but his manager.
Yes, I think it was his mom.
We'll mention each performer on this show, each contestant has a manager who is almost like a contestant themselves.
Yeah.
But Roscoe's is his mom, understandably. She says if he can pay attention, this kid right here, the first impression he'll make on people, if he can start paying attention, she says, quote, this kid right here is a triple threat. So I'm trying to think, what are the three threats that he would be? So if he adds attention to his repertoire,
attention is a threat.
Sounds like
but right, I guess rap is a threat, right? Triple yeah. threat. He's a rapper. We don't know if he can dance. He dances at a few points in this, but yeah. I don't think he's a dancer. But I think, I guess, publicity or paying attention right. might be one of the threats.
Yeah.
Unclear. We'll have to continue watching. But yeah, so Roscoe, his thing, he came in fourth last week, so... But it seems like he's very talented. Another character who they do give us a little bit of information on, Tally, out of Nashville. Tally. She's one of the older performers. She's mm-hmm. 17. Her manager's name is Yasmin. Her issue is she came fifth last week. It's not clear why, but I know it's mentioned she came in fifth. Do you recall what her... I know what her issue is in this episode, but...
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't even catch that she came in fifth last week. Mm. I knew that she had been struggling, but I honestly thought King Roscoe had come in fifth last week.
Yeah, they made it seem like he came in last, but he came in fourth, which is not good.
No, but yeah, I mean, top five still.
Well, I think there are only five. Imagine coming in sixth and a fifth. Five person.
They're like, we're just getting the fifth like line is open, and it's I feel open. Like if that was six, no he confidence. Would just be kicked out. What also is very interesting about this show is that for a competition, it's not like people mm-hmm. are cut; like they're not like voted off.
That's
which
the
is
thing.
Interesting.
I would have loved. I thought too. I was like, okay, maybe this. You know, we're on episode 11. Maybe the show started with like 16 kids.
Right. Me too. That's what I thought.
So no cuts, unless maybe early on there was, but it seems like it's been five kids at least from last week to
it
this
has
week.
Been.
It's been the whole okay. It's been the whole series.
Yeah, I did look that up. Season. I read that on Wikipedia.
Interesting. Okay.
Help donate to their cause if you can. Need
I give them $1 a year because they send me that email that's like if everyone gave $1 right now we'd be fully funded. Yeah.
The other day I got on and it said, stop scrolling. And I was like, and then I scrolled anyway, so.
Oh, man. Okay. Do you notice anything different about my approach to this episode or to this week?
You have more notes? Wait, you know names better?
Yeah, I wrote down all the names.
I did too, but I had to because I knew I was going to get really confused, which with reality TV, it's helpful because the names pop up quite often.
Yes.
So you're like, it was easier
for
me to jot
that
down. I rewound
once to write down the names.
Yeah.
So heading into this week, I think we get a little bit of an overview with the characters. They do, of course, the reality thing where it shows you what you're going to see at some point. I have a note here. Jermaine Dupri as a host is pretty involved mm-hmm. in this, not yeah. just in the competition itself, but he has a lot of confessionals, and he does a thing that I don't like that is pretty common in reality shows with hosts is they yell. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm already wrong.
What were we gonna ask?
I was gonna say, and this is a note I wrote down, the foul language.
Oh, no, I liked that. I thought that was good.
But doesn't it feel weird that it's with in a children's setting?
Yeah, but he doesn't curse at the children that much.
That's
he does
so
a little
true.
Bit. But he does
That's
curse
true.
At the camera. He does the thing where he shouts the stakes of the show. I don't think that's necessary. Like, a lot of hosts do that. They're like,
yeah.
This is win or go home. It's like,
yeah,
well, in this case it isn't. But it's like, okay, I know. Even us, like, having not seen an episode, it's like, okay, I generally get it.
Yeah.
Not necessary. So I'll say that's one place where I negatively compare it to RuPaul's Drag Race, is RuPaul doesn't, other than a voiceover in the beginning... explaining like the prize Rue does not pop in to tell you something. We only see her with the other judges or with the contestants, but yeah, Jermaine Dupri more involved, reminding you of the stakes often.
I agree.
Yeah,
I want to talk about these contestants and the guest yes. appearance by Bow Wow.
Oh, by Bow Wow, no longer Lil.
Do we want to talk about contestants first?
Or yeah, let's go, on, go... Let's, go, let's go contestant by contestant. Did you
okay.
want to go ahead?
Yeah, well, I think we can start with Tally since that's where we, you know, last left
yes.
off. She's one of the older contestants.
Yeah, she is
like
17.
Mm-hmm. And you said she's from Nashville?
She's from Nashville, Tennessee.
See, that's kind of where I would have loved to have heard more of the backstory. Obviously, Nashville doesn't seem to be a hotbed of rap artists.
No, it's a very musical city, but not.
It is very
so
musical.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, we don't know
Tennessee.
That, yeah.
Tennessee has
right.
produced a lot of rappers. She happens to be from Nashville. I don't know what the composition of Tennessee rappers typically is, though.
No,
but yeah,
I don't
Tennessee,
either,
of course, 3-6 Mafia, Arrested Development, some good rap from there.
Good music in general. Good music state.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, so she's from Tennessee, Nashville, so that's an interesting, like, twist.
Speaking of twists, she has braids.
This episode.
She has very pronounced braids, blonde braids. Tally is a non-black contestant. The contestants are predominantly black. She is not.
Yep.
Which comes up.
And they talk about
times.
That. Yep.
Yeah, it comes up a little bit, but it didn't like go down that. Maybe it does in previous episodes, but it comes up. It seems like something she's trying to really define herself. And maybe get over some assumptions. She mentions that she's perceived as white. She identifies as a Latina. I looked up her Instagram. She's Venezuelan, Mexican, and Puerto Rican descent. So she's one of two Puerto Rican people in this competition. It doesn't really go a whole lot into what she defines herself as, or, I mean, how she really defines herself, but it did go into this idea that identity is something she's going to struggle with, and authenticity in particular. Yeah.
And that's seen quite clear in this episode. Yeah. Like, I feel as though through the three moments that the three press things.
Wow. Thanks for upgrading this meeting.
I know. I just got the gift from Zoom. It says that we are not running out of time.
Except as a planet. Unfortunately.
Climate change.
Climate.
Yeah, so sorry. Climate change. Yeah. Tally, back to Tally. Yeah, she struggles with her identity, and you see this, I think, in each of the three things. So the press conference, the television interview, the photo shoot. I thought the press conference didn't go well for her at all.
Yeah, so to put a little bit of context on this, each contestant is brought into a room. There's a table of maybe 12 people from maybe blogs. Maybe from Junior, the Star Junior magazine.
I think it's a combination,
Unclear. I guess Jermaine Dupri knows these folks, though, because they mention him a few times. But she goes in with her manager, and the thing is, they show her getting ready for it, and Tally's getting frustrated. She's not understanding what Yasmin's saying to her. And I get the impression that she is going to really... This is going to go off the rails, right? Like, this is...
Yeah.
She won't be able to handle these questions. But what happens?
So she is a little unclear in her questions. But then, for me, what was odd was the feedback.
Yes.
That she... They felt she was being too safe. I personally did not agree with that. I also will respect the fact that we were not in there for the entire interview or, you know, press conference. And I'm also not a PR person. But... To me, the word safe wasn't what I got. It was that she wasn't being authentic.
Yes.
And I don't know if they like also got that vibe and they meant that she was playing it safe by not trying to be herself. But yeah, not a great press conference for her.
We should mention that each contestant got a little bit of time to talk with Bow Wow.
Yep.
And he tells them about publicity. He says some things like, you know, you're trying to talk about your new single, but one word makes a story about something else. And when they're talking to her, she mentions like her struggle or something. And Bow Wow says, what struggle, right? What does that look like? She goes a little bit into some of these identity pieces. And Bow Wow says, like, right there, that's something they could turn around on you. That could be the whole story. So that could go into why she... came off as so safe, maybe a little too overprepared.
So you didn't agree with the criticism that she was coming off as too safe?
I mean, I'm not saying that's not a fair criticism. I don't think that's the number one criticism I would have had for her.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think she might have been a little over-rehearsed, but I think the main issue is she didn't really show that much personality.
Right.
Yeah.
There was no message to her message.
There was no real through line for her.
And let me also say, as somebody who works with young people and prepares them for some sort of press things, getting talking points down is not the easiest thing. For some people, it's very natural, but for others, it's not. I personally don't think that's a skill that I have. I actually think that's a skill that you do have, David. And that's why I like over prepare for things, because I want to run through it in my head to sound eloquent. So this is not something that I'm judging her for, but in this competition, yes, I am judging her for that.
That's what you're there for. It's a big prize. You got to really bring it each week. I thought that some of her questions were really hostile.
Yeah.
Or maybe there was like some implications with each question, but I guess that could apply to any of the the kids. I guess they were pretty tough questions in some ways. I think the next contestant who spoke to the press was Roscoe. Is that right?
That's who I have next. Yeah.
So Roscoe, coming in as the favorite, he feels pretty confident. He's from Atlanta. And one thing he has in his favor, I know Roscoe says Tally has a little bit of an advantage, having been in the show before. But Roscoe is not only 12 years old, but he's a young 12. He's very small. He's a young, young-looking kid. He's a cute kid. And I think that gets picked up on in all of the adults that he interacts with. Bow Wow, well, not only that, but I mean, he does have like a special quality as far as you could tell. He's pretty serious about this, yet at the same time, very playful with it, which is
he's maybe charming.
Two of the threats that his mom was talking about. Yes, he's very charming. He has a star quality. He comes in with a crown, literally.
I love it. I love it.
I think that's great, yeah. So he's King Roscoe.
King Roscoe.
He greets every adult with a handshake and looks that man
love
in the eyes.
Love that. I love that.
Sets a connection, yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart, especially very when you smart. Are smaller in size, right, in stature in this room. That's a smart move on his end. I have to say, his press conference, I thought, went so well. He reframed really well. I can't exactly remember the one question.
But was it the handout one? He said, I'm not trying to get a handout. And they're like, but you are, though. You're on this show. You're trying to get Jermaine's help. And he's like, well, I mean, I did have to grind to get here. And I'm grinding every week. I'm gonna earn it. Yeah.
I also loved his answer. They asked him, as a young male, what do you want other young men to know? And he said, quote, I wrote this down because I loved it so much. He said, quote, where you come from is not where you have to be.
Yes.
That spoke to me because obviously I've moved around a little bit. And sometimes you feel like where you came from is where you do have to be. But that is not true. And for a very young man to know that is very inspirational. And is also a great message to get across to other young people. Like, not only is the message great, but the fact that that was the message he chose to share is so awesome. It's not, you can do what you, like, you can do anything you put your mind to. It's like a very specific line. And it was good. It was really good.
Yeah, there's a thesis to his whole project, which I think was apparent with him, not so apparent with the other contestants.
Yeah.
Which we can get into. It's there to some degree.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought he nailed the press conference. We can get into some other aspects of the competition, but I'd like to run through the other contestants and how they did in the press conference. Next, we have Nova.
Nova.
They mention in the show that I think he had four number one finishes. So
yeah.
He's very accomplished. I think he might be the first one we hear actually rap at some point.
Yep. I wrote that down.
Pretty good. Yeah, I thought he was. In fact, actually, at the press conference, they asked him to rap a little bit, and good bar. Other notable thing with him is they ask him, who do you think would win this if this were over right now, and who do you think should go home? And he says, no hesitation, Roscoe would win.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he said, you know, I'm going to be real, but I think DiTrinata should go home out of the others. And they asked him why, and he said, she only has gun bars. And then there was a reference earlier here. There's a concern that DiTrinata's bars are too violent.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's the reason why he says she should go home. He says Jermaine doesn't really work with artists like that. So he gives a very political answer, I guess, or very diplomatic in some ways, because he doesn't try to say she's not a good rapper, she's not a good performer, but he says maybe it's just not a fit. But he also kind of taps into something that the media or the press might be interested in. I mean, this crowd in particular that he's in front of, which is they're really not feeling that. So when it's her turn, when it's DiTrinata's turn to talk to the press, they ask her to rap a few lines. She does. Seemingly about how hard her mother works for her, making sure she has clothes and things like that. And she's interrupted by probably the most hostile person in this bunch, or this media. She says something like, I thought all your bars were about guns or something. And then it goes to commercial, comes back. So I'm like, wait a minute, what's her criticism here? Because she actually wasn't rapping about any of that stuff. But she says, yeah, she tells in her confessional, she says, like, oh, I wanted to jump over that table and, like, how are you going to interrupt me while I'm talking about my mom and stuff like that, which I get. I totally get that. But she doesn't respond that way. She says, she responds pretty diplomatically. Do you recall what she said?
I don't. I overall was a little confused.
Yeah.
With her press conference. And I don't think it's because she did poorly. I think it is because of just what you saw in this episode versus the full press conference.
Yeah, I didn't.
It like was a little
edited
jumpy for
in a
me.
Weird way. Very
yes,
jumpy.
Yes, 100%.
I think it was manufactured dispute or whatever. But yeah, she handled it well. I guess the point we're supposed to get is how composed she is. Her manager, he was saying like, oh, I'm like really proud of how she handled that. And he even told her later, like, I was, like, pretty pissed off, but I, you know, wanted to be polite and things like that. Her manager, by the way, is named Platinum J. And he's, I think he's probably the most encouraging of the managers, maybe.
I agree.
Roscoe's mom is up there, too, but I don't know what relation Platinum J has to her, but very encouraging, and it looks like they work really well together.
Yep.
Our next contestant, Flo-Jé. The information that we get from her backstory is that her father was a rapper named Camouflage who was signed by Universal Records but was tragically shot to death. So she has this heavy... She comes in with... There are a lot of expectations here, but it's a heavy thing for a 12-year-old to deal with, which is, how do I not only make a legacy for myself but continue my father's legacy. Notes I have here, nice kid, lots of trauma. And she's trying to be positive about that.
Yeah, I have to say, her answer, because they ask her something along the lines of, they acknowledge who her father is, and they ask her what the pros and cons of kind of carrying that legacy is. And she does something that is so, I think is so impressive in like public relations, is she does this thing, she's asked about pros and cons, and she goes, pro?
Yep.
Con,
and I noticed that too.
Pro. And I'm like, that's a move, because you end
it's like
on
a compliment
the good
sandwich.
Note.
Yeah.
It is 100%. And I think because you don't want to start on a bad note. You want to start with a good thing.
No.
But you want to end on that good thing. And sometimes people with pros and cons, it's difficult. But it was seamless. And it was, I think it builds into her story of how she wants to use, I don't want to use is not the best word, but use her father's the tragedy with her father to like inspire her.
She
to
is
do this.
Leveraging her lived experience.
Leveraging.
For sure.
There you go. A very PR term right there.
I have a note on here. The music on this show, very good. A lot of reality shows tend to fall into a trap of using what I've coined this term, inquisitive bloops. So as characters are moving around, you get a lot of like bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
Not in this show. In this show, you get beats. I recognize some of those beats and melodies from songs that I guess were with artists that Jermaine Dupri worked with. So pretty good. A nice library of beats in this show.
So wait, before we move on to the the next section, which is the TV interview, who would you say had the best press conference?
Oh, Roscoe. Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, easy. How about you?
You know, I wrote down, I liked, what's her name now?
Flauget.
I liked hers a lot, I'm not gonna lie.
Which her name, by the way, is like a play on the word camouflage, which is her father's name.
Oh, that's so cool. I did like her answer a lot, but I think knowing the whole, like, story with Roscoe,
it
builds something else into it. So, but they both did really, really well. I mean, every one of them did well for their age and just the situation that they're in. But then we go to this live TV interview.
They get a little bit of prep just from the anchor who interviews mm-hmm. them, just to say, hey, this is live. You better bring it.
Don't make any mistakes, and if you do, come back quick.
Jermaine Dupri is interviewed on this as well, although we don't see that really.
Yeah.
So this anchor, she just asks questions to each one. I don't really recall the questions, but they were along the lines of, like, what makes you kind of stand out? Or she asked Tally, like, you know, you came in, you were here last season, what's going on here? And she even asks Roscoe, given that Tally was on the show before, is she the front runner? And Roscoe says, yeah, Tally's the front runner. And this, a huge deal is made of this in reality show fashion, which I'm not really picking up on what was wrong with him saying that, but they immediately make it clear he did not know what front runner meant.
Right.
But he did answer in the affirmative that she's the front runner, which is seen as a mistake. I guess it's maybe in the rap game, you want to say that you're the front runner, or you don't think in those terms, but you want to exude some confidence. Nova picks up on this, and acting as kind of an older brother figure to Roscoe.
I love this.
He says, there are no front runners. We're all at the top of our game. But yeah, he picks up, okay, Roscoe did not know what was being talked about, and Roscoe in his confessional says, I think that might hurt me. That might keep me out of the number one spot. However, the anchor seems to really like Roscoe, partially because when he greeted her, he told her, what did he tell her, like, you're a beautiful woman or something like that? What did he say?
He did. Again, seamless and charming. It's nice to meet you, by the way. You look very beautiful today. Like, a very smooth, and you can tell she's caught off guard a little bit in a good way. But again, it's this moment with this, you know, 12, 13-year-old boy who is by far the shortest one, you know?
Yes.
And he's wearing a crown, and he makes his presence known. And
he's wearing a coat as well. He's indoors. Yeah, also, I'll note, too, with the press conference, as his mom was leaving the room of the press conference, one of the reporters says, like, good job, Mom. Like, you raised a good son. So it's nice seeing so much redemption from this accusation that he doesn't pay attention or maybe isn't that respectful. Not necessarily as an attitude thing, but as a an effort thing. So that's really nice to see. Clear winner of this, would you say, Roscoe, this round?
Oh, hands down.
Hands down. Hands up and hands down. Watch out, watch out. Tell me what you're going to do now. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Limp Bizkit. Speaking of
rap, I thought that was your audition for the rap game.
No, I did actually write down a rap here, but I will not do it on air.
Okay.
Maybe I will.
Can I add one more thing about the TV interview that made me think of something about this reality show that's also different? Is you have tension going on, right? You see clear tension between Deetra, that's what they call, I think that's her nickname for sure, and Nova. But you don't have these cuts to them, like, talking on each other. Like, doesn't exist. And I like that.
I think these are
children. It doesn't feel like it's not exploiting them in the same way as maybe other shows would do that.
There could be a way to do it. I agree. I didn't like these kids, like, seriously going after each other or anything like that. I think there's a way to do it, though, that's, like, within the boundaries of, like, the rap game itself. Like,
yeah.
Maybe some stuff like that. But didn't really go into that, I guess. Yeah. I get the sense that they're pretty close, these kids.
I agree. And then the photo shoot.
The photo shoot is the third part. Did you feel like this really had that much use?
No, absolutely not. I was very confused. The
only thing I really got from it was, like, some kids are better than others at it. We do learn that there's one character that I guess was just copying all of Nova's poses.
It was Deetra.
Deetra does a pose with her hands sort of near her face, almost like a prayer, doing like sort of like maybe not too uncommon poses, but pretty clear that they're Nova's. Yeah.
Like his signature.
Like his signature.
Or a signature of him.
It's interesting. I guess it makes sense. Because he has so many first place finishes, maybe she's thinking, okay, that's how I win now. The thing she's missing is he probably finishes in first because he's very uniquely himself. And if she's trying to be him, she's not being herself. That's not a winning formula. One contestant who is very themselves, Roscoe. Fun. A lot of fun. He's making faces. He's having fun. And I think people like to see that you're having fun. I know there's, you know, you watch a lot of music. A lot of music right now is so serious. A lot of music videos are not fun. They're serious. There's this real sense of seriousness. I think that has its place, but it's certainly if you're a kid, and I get it. I've had the impulse as a kid too to try to come across as more serious, especially with adults, but nobody likes that. Come on.
Well, it's a little inauthentic sometimes.
It's inauthentic. Maybe, like, if there was a serious kid on here who that's just who they were, maybe that would come across. But as far as the other contestants, Flauge seemed to have a lot of fun. Tally seemed to have fun, too. She seems to be good at this. I mean, she definitely has a style or an aesthetic. So, I mean, this sort of leaned into those strengths. Now, I don't think that very much, like, narrative attention is paid to the other kids other than Roscoe, pretty much, for this competition. The only other note I have on this piece is something I mentioned earlier. I could have used a little bit less Jermaine Dupri during some of these like segments.
Yeah, like I feel like it's filler content to make it the more reality, and I don't think you needed it here. Like it would have been completely fine.
I think they could have cut this down to 30 minutes. Honestly,
I 100% agree. I do appreciate though you did see each contestant in like the. Each phase. I do like that. It's not like you feel like you're missing something. So I do appreciate that, but I do agree it did feel overall maybe a little drawn out. I also thought Bow Wow was going to be in this more. I thought he was going to be like a reoccurring theme. So that was a little interesting that they like kind of made a big deal about him coming in.
Yeah.
And then that's it. So that was just another note. But I mean, after this photo shoot, they do the hit list, which is where they just kind of count.
They rank them from 5 to 1, 5 being the lowest place, first 1 obviously being first. Yeah. It's not clear what the function of this is. It doesn't seem like they're given points based on their rating each week. It seems like it's anyone's game. This is the second to last.
But you get a chain. Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah, the number 1 chain, which Bow Wow had. And they said, hey, Bow Wow has the number 1 chain, so you know this is someone you might want to know. Not clear what that means, because he doesn't decide...
Right.
The winner.
Right.
Unless he does, but that was not on camera. Roscoe has never finished number 1. Really wants it. Feels like he might be up for it.
Right.
So they rank them. Did you, when they started listing these, did you have in your mind a ranking?
I did.
I got each one.
Within like one?
No, I got every single one, but looking back on it, I think it could have been a little bit different.
I had it in my mind a little bit different.
Okay, so we'll go through.
So you start with number 5. Yep.
They selected Tally in the spot. Is that who you would have selected?
I 100%. And I think all the reasons we've already listed.
Pretty clear at this point.
She's upset though in this section. She's because the advice given to her, and I think it might be actually after all 5 are listed, but the advice given is like be yourself, and she gets like, defensive. I am being myself. Yeah,
that itself could be her hook though, because that's such a hard thing for kids is they always feel like they're playing a part,
right?
And when they're accused of playing a part, it's like, what do you want?
Mm.
in her press conference, they're like, that's an actress. And right. She even says, like, yeah, I guess when I rap, it is kind of like a character, but it's one that I create. It's mine. It's who I am.
That's a perfect example, though, of a word, the one word Don't say it. Was saying. Because now acting, when you say that, that makes you seem fake. You're putting on a show. Where if you said that's, you know, I get into a different zone, like a different word, you would have been completely fine.
Get my game face on, yeah.
Right.
I would have, if I were her manager, I would say, maybe the music has a hold on me. It, like, makes me different, but it's who I am. It brings out a part of me. I think that would be an interesting dynamic for her. But ironically, she was, like, too authentic when she said that.
Yeah.
Like, the truth came out, and they didn't like that. So, goes to show, don't be authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be a version of yourself. Be like a hyper-real version.
Yep.
She was fifth. Makes sense. She apparently has had a number one finish. It's at least once, so I'm...
Yep.
Maybe her skills are as a rapper. We have no idea, because we didn't get to hear her.
Which is so crazy. But, like, kind of cool, in a way.
She might have spit one bar to Bow Wow, though. I remember...
She did. No,
she did.
I remember when she did, I was also not super impressed.
She's like... Yes, because that's where we find out that she's Latina, because she says, I'm Latina.
Yeah.
And then something that rhymes with that, maybe I go to the cantina, or something like that.
I do
probably
remember
not.
That, yep.
It was probably better than that. But
like, the lyrics were good, but her voice...
Her voice was not. Although I got the sense that she probably could do, like... I don't know, the weird thing about Tally is, I feel like if she were really rude... She would probably be a huge star, like, beyond the show.
Yeah, potentially.
She has like a look and a style. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
She looks like a better dress, like Bad Baby.
I was just gonna say that. Yeah.
Yeah, like that, but like maybe better dressed and whatnot. It's like, if she were really mean, if she had a viral moment, she could be a huge star. But probably not who she is. She seems like a nice kid, I guess. Fourth place, is this who you had?
Flage,
is that who you had as fourth?
Here's the thing. For me, number five and number one for me were dead on.
Yes.
Two, three, and four, I could have seen this go a couple different ways. With the explanations that Jermaine Dupri gives, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So I think she overall is really awesome and that her answers are really good. She's very, like, eloquent for being young. She's also, I think, 12 years old.
Yeah, she's 12. She and Roscoe are the youngest.
But the biggest piece of criticism here is she does carry some arrogance with her.
Yeah.
And I see that a little bit, but I also think it's passion. And that's where...
Yeah, I think it's fine.
It's hard.
I think it's fine. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird that she gets criticism for this, given the genre itself.
Right.
It's pretty braggadocious, and I think it's good. I mean, that's what you tune in for.
And I think the thing with me with that is she's not being arrogant. Like, I deserve this because
no.
My
she's
father
not saying
has
that.
She's
not doing a Megan McCain. No.
So. Oh, God.
But she's saying she has certain expectations for herself and she feels confident she can live up to it.
I think she deserved a little bit higher, but I understand the criticism.
Yeah. I that is what I guessed that she would come in fourth, but based on some clues they give us about the skills of some of the others, it seems pretty clear they want Dietrinata to be one of maybe the top finishers. There's a lot of camera time for her.
Yeah.
We'll just say she came in third in this, which makes sense. Did you have any thoughts on her?
You know, I liked her. I didn't dislike her, but I also thought I liked her more at the beginning of the episode, and by the end, I felt like she fell flat.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, that could be editing. I don't know. So to me, third place, I'm like, eh.
If they had her rap at every point, she would probably be like one or two for me, because I feel like she definitely has a perspective, yeah.
At this point in the show, we're down to the top two, and it is Nova and Roscoe that are going up against each other.
Yeah,
which
the closest
now is,
friends on this series.
Yeah, and... You also have someone who's never received number one on the hit list.
Nova has four W's. I don't have one. And he says, like, I think I'm going to lose out to him again. So it sounds like he's finished second a few times. Pretty comfortable with that. It seems like they're friends. So they're both, as they're waiting to hear who's number two, excited for each other. They're like, holding on to each other.
So authentic, too. And in the end, like, we need a little drum roll inserted there. Nova comes in second, which I think is very fair. I think Roscoe was a King. Roscoe was the king.
Nova knew Roscoe was going to win this one.
And, like, honestly, Nova was, he was really good, but, like.
Yeah, he was good.
I don't know. Maybe, like, he was a little. Right. And I like that. I like his mellow vibes, but in this, I'm like, I feel like you don't want that. But yeah, I mean, King Roscoe comes in at number one. He's, you see this like, you see a younger side of him, this genuine excitement.
Yeah, he's so
It's fantastic
happy.
To see.
Well earned.
His mom cries and is so emotional and just so
she
proud.
She gets a round of applause, yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful moment and
really
well deserved.
So at that point, each contestant has a number one under their belt, which the host tells us this is the first time that's happened. That everyone's gotten one. So a lot of parody in this, I guess. I would be interested in seeing previous episodes. Is this a show that you could see yourself ever tuning into again?
Yeah, so are we doing that? Because that's pretty much the end of the show.
Yeah, they do show a little bit of a preview. I guess next week is going to be a rap battle. You see Roscoe go to
Tally's
room and say, "Hey, Tally, I know how you get about these rap battles." So he's trying to gas her up a little bit.
Yeah, which is, like, in his cute.
In his confessional, he says, it would be dumb for her to not, like, participate. This is coming down to the wire. So maybe at some point she is backed away from a battle rap. I think next week looks really interesting. The next episode, we actually get to see some music or hear some music, which I think would have been cool for this one. One other thing, Tally and her manager, Yasmin.
Oh.
Sad. Yeah. There's some a really good piece of editing here where you hear Nova and Roscoe in one of their rooms celebrating and they're so happy. And she walks away, closes the door, the audio goes out. I thought that was really good. And Yasmin tells her, like, "Hey, you finished fifth place 2 weeks in a row, but you're not a fifth place artist." So
I like that.
Things are. I thought that was good. Tally wants to cry, but does not want to cry on camera, and says, Yasmin says, "Let's go to the bathroom and we'll cry it out." Camera, of course, zooms in on the door while that's happening, and they're all mic'd up, so it's like, okay, not necessary, but yeah. And I think you hit it on the head when she is given a little bit of criticism. She says, like, "I am being..." Yeah, she is defensive, and to which Jermaine Dupri's like, "I wasn't just talking about you, I was talking about everyone." Pretty clear he was talking about Chester.
Right, 100%.
It may be applicable to everyone except Roscoe, Nova, and Flose. So, mostly for Dietriandra is the one who copies Nova a lot, right?
There's some sentiments there.
So there are a few contestants who that definitely applies to, about authenticity. Overall impressions, would have liked some more music.
Yep,
some more rap.
The downfall of our theme of this podcast is you never know what you're
this
gonna
could
get,
this could so. Be an outlier. We don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I think so too. Overall, I liked it.
Me too.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. Full disclosure, if you're not listening, I don't know what order these will come out in. If they come out, did you like this better than the show we talked about last week, which was Grown-ish? Can you compare them?
Yeah. I did like this better. I feel like
a lot
I left
better.
Yeah, I felt like I walked away from this and I was like, I kind of want to keep watching. And I think that says a lot about being thrown into the middle of a reality show where you, like, have no context, you don't know these characters, but by the end of one episode you get, like, a good overview. What would your heat thermometer be of this? I'm going to guess what yours is.
All right. I'll say it, and you're going to guess it at the same time?
I'm
going to
guess it first.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We can say it at the same time, I guess.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
88. 62. Whoa! Wow. Me and you are off lately on these heat thermometers. Yeah. Me and David used to be so good at this.
These are, like, very fresh in our mind because we've done heat thermometers for things that are, like, pretty established in our lives. Yeah.
I agree.
Do you want me to guess yours now?
Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
72.
Okay.
It's within 10.
So we were very close, though, on our heat thermometers, which I think is cool. I did remember that we said last week that we were going to do an IMDb rating or Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
I looked it up. There's no ratings for these, so we can't IMDb? Do that. Mm. Nope. But we also said we were going to guess the viewers. And I guess.
That's so hard because this is cable. So hard.
I agree. So I think we have to skip out on that one, too.
I would say 0.43. What was it?
I guessed high because I have no idea. I guess like 4 million.
This is a Friday night show, we'll also mention, which is a graveyard for ratings. However, probably aired during the last year, so.
It was aired on March 24th, 2017.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it had 1.07 million viewers.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's a lot. I think that's more than almost every single episode of Grown-ish combined.
No.
Grown-ish, I think, only had one in the millions, didn't it?
I thought theirs was way more. Hold on.
Keep in mind, Grown-ish is not on television. It's streaming.
It used to be on television.
It used to be on television. Okay. Oh, yeah, Freeform is a TV channel. I forgot.
Let me look up Grown-ish real quick, because I swear, Grown-ish Season 3. Please pause.
I feel like over a million is pretty good for a cable show. That's not like The Daily Show or something.
Okay. We watched Season 3, Episode 11. You're right, it was 0.24.
Yeah, that's low, man.
I'm thinking that was 24 million, so that's where I'm way off.
No, it's 240,000.
Okay, that's really low. Okay, you're right. That's way more than, or way less than The Rap Game, which makes sense because it's a better show.
Yeah, The Rap Game deserves it. And it's on a channel adults watch, too, so that helps.
Right.
Probably has better lead-ins. I don't know what's on Freeform. Maybe, like, a syndicated episode of, like, Secret Life or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, God, why are we talking about Secret Life again? So, one thing I did after watching this episode is I did look up Bow Wow for a little bit because I needed to refresh myself. And I had a very specific... Okay, I was just say, I feel that when I think about Bow Wow, I think about Lil Bow Wow. And I think about him at the Nickelodeon, just like on the red carpet in front of the Nickelodeon.
The orange carpet, famously.
The orange... Yes, thank you. That's it, though. I know some of his music, but... I think he's a little bit before my time.
Did he do that song Shorty Like Mine?
Yes.
Oh my god, that was my buddy's MySpace song for a while, and I would go on his page and just jam out, because I thought that was a really good song.
No, it is. He also did a song with Sierra, which...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've talked about Sierra in the past.
Have we?
Well, she's married to somebody that we've also talked
about.
Yeah,
Russell Wilson.
Who David is.
Who's coming on this podcast next week.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to review Season 3, Game 11 for the Seattle Seahawks, which was probably like in like 1974 or something.
Let's see who they played last
year. Yeah, let's actually go.
I was going to say who they played in like Week 11 last year.
No. We want Season 3 of the Seattle Seahawks, which is a show on Freeform. But yes, next week Russell Wilson is going to review that episode of the Seattle Seahawks with us. Very exciting. But that's only for Patreon subscribers, so get on it.
So, like we did in last week's fashion, where we picked our next episode, last week we did a YouTube search of just, you know, Season 3, Episode 11. I did that on Google, and I found 4 shows, so I am ready to put them in.
We have the wheel?
I have a wheel up.
Okay, you have one, okay.
Okay, and you want me to tell you the shows that we're going to be...
Yep.
So, there's 4 options. I picked the first 4. The first one is a uber popular Hulu original show right now.
Don't Trust the Bee.
Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, okay.
So
Margaret Atwood.
That could be fun because it's a little creepy, a little scary.
Is it?
And I don't know. That's what
they filmed some of it in Washington D.C.
Oh,
yeah.
I also have an interesting little anecdote about the main character in that show, which I will share if we review that episode. Love Island, which I believe is a Netflix reality show.
Yeah.
David did a little oh god ASMR style over there. The third show is called Legacies.
Legacies, what's that about?
And no idea. And the fourth is called All American.
Yes, I want to watch that.
So, let's see. So, interestingly enough, football. I have not seen any of these shows, or the two shows we've watched to date. So, I can't wait till we get an episode of a show that one of us has seen, like, the show before. Because I feel like it'll be a very interesting and different conversation. Are you ready for me to do this?
Yes.
To click spin.
Click spin. Do it.
Okay, let's see.
It's a visual. Presumably a wheel is spinning with four choices on it.
It is spinning. We have a winner, All-American.
Yeah. So this week we watched the rap game, and next week we're watching the football game, because it's about a high school football player who's being recruited for college. And I'm very excited about it. I've seen one clip from that, and it was really good.
I did not know what this show is about, but I feel like
can we get Russell to join us for this one?
Obviously, the fact that we're talking about football, I feel like we should. Maybe we should honestly just go on Twitter, follow us on Twitter. Our handle is. but no, maybe we should tweet at some like quarterbacks and be like, hey. Come on our podcast. I'm thinking just some of like the best.
Yeah,
best,
we
like,
should get Jay Cutler to like do an anti-vax tirade on our podcast.
Oh God. Another fan favorite of, you know, Sam Darnold, who plays for the Carolina Panthers. Oh God. I guess I forgot he was traded.
Yeah, yeah.
The traded. NFL man.
Not for long is what it stands for.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what they say.
And I'm excited. I love football. I know that usually girls don't like football.
I've never heard that. I've never said that. Have I ever said that?
No, you have not. But many times. I am a very passionate football fan. I'm sure it will come out who my team is in the future.
She likes the NFL. She's like Rob Lowe when he wore that hat.
I don't like the NFL, actually.
Do you remember Rob Lowe when he wore that hat that just said NFL?
No, but you know that Rob Lowe is in one of my favorite TV shows.
Houston 911 or Austin 911, is that it? Not the West Wing.
No.
Ugh. Yeah, Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation.
The West, we should do the... I watched every episode very excited, but like when I started to like actually learn about the world, I was like, this show is not aged very well.
No, it hasn't. So yeah, I think that there's some good, we'll have to, maybe next week when we pick a new episode, we can do like a different thing instead of just Google searches. Like maybe we'll pick four political, but yeah, All American next week. Listen, one other thing, we're at the very end of this episode, and I feel like I don't know if you read anything else, but
hit record, by the way,
the whole thing.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Oh my God, don't even scare me. I mean, I would have been fine actually talking about this one again, but...
Yeah. Hell no, we would not have talked about it again.
It would have been like a 10-minute cup.
We would have done? Because this is the kind of person I am. I would have been kind of excited because I would just get to put your audio on and then respond to it.
And be like, yes, no. Okay, so I just want to say, for anyone who stuck around to the very end of this episode, maybe like listening to me and David just chit-chat...
No, we do not say names on this podcast.
Yes, we do. I said your name last week.
I go by D for podcasts.
Since when? I said your name
three times today. That's my thing. I'm like, I very much value privacy.
For reals, we're not using first names?
No, we can do it. I prefer
that's
to be
fine
called...
if you don't want to, but I'm saying I used your name multiple times last week.
King Roscoe.
I'm done. I'm out. Okay. No, I want to share who won on season 3. Can I do that?
I'm going to guess Roscoe. You can swear. I tend to not swear because I don't know who's listening.
But no, for reals, do you want to know who won? Do you want to guess who won, I think, is better?
I'm going to say Roscoe.
That is incorrect.
Nova?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a little teaser, which makes me really want to watch the show, when I like looked it up, because I wasn't going to look it up, I was going to guess as well, but their Wikipedia page is very thin, and it says for season 3, because that's how I tried to figure out if there's more contestants, there's one line at the end that says, Tally actually leaves the competition in the next episode, because her dad ordered her home immediately.
That sucks. Thank you. But that's all for this week. That's all for this week. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, see you next time. Bye.